Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, this weekend, this Saturday, is the Connecticut Spelling Bee to send the winner to the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Jen Matos is the executive director of the Noah Webster House, and she joins us now. Jen, good morning. How good a speller are you?
Not as good as these kids.
Now, first off, what's the age range of these youngins?
So, primarily they're middle schoolers, but I was really surprised this year we have 3 fourth graders. They're 9 and 10-year-olds.
Yikes.
And they're going up against all different grade levels. The max is 8th graders, 14 years old.
God.
So pretty big range.
How do they qualify for this?
So they have to have already won their either school or townwide spelling bee. So their school or their district would have to sign up through Scripps National Spelling Bee program. And then they have to compete in their class and in some cases in their town, which could be them being the top speller of, 500 to 600 kids. And that's all to make it to this competition that we're having on Saturday.
Now, the Noah Webster House is the co-sponsor with The Current, and it takes place at the University of St. Joseph's Hoffman Auditorium on their Weehaw campus at 9:30 on Saturday morning. So how many contestants will there be in all?
We'll have about 44 contestants this year, and they're coming from all of Connecticut's 8 counties. So there's a really widespread great spellers across the state.
I want to see how these fourth graders do. That to me is pretty remarkable.
Surprised.
No, you will. I mean, the ones you least expect. You're only a fourth grader, and then they blow you away.
That's true.
Can't get. And the other thing is, and I've been a bee master a couple of times, and it's nerve wracking for me, and it is for them. And you think about one thing you don't want to do, and I'm always afraid is you're going to be the first kid who gets eliminated. That's really sad.
Well, you know what is a really good tool that the kids have is that they have the ability to ask the pronouncer different questions, and we always really try to emphasize that to the spellers because their instinct sometimes when you're nervous is just to launch right into the word.
Don't do that.
Ask the questions.
Now, you said there's about 44 people. I would guess that each town or each school only gets one, or could you have like 2 kids from one town, 3 kids from another? How does that work, Jen?
You could. Their schools have to sign up through the Scripps system.
Right.
So in some cases, like I think Litchfield has 2 schools going. West Hartford has all 3 of their middle schools going. So it really depends on the town and how many schools they want to sign up for it.
And I imagine the official document or the official spelling check would be, of course, the Noah Webster's dictionary.
Absolutely. The authority for the Scripps National Spelling Bee and our Connecticut Spelling Bee is Webster's 3rd New International Dictionary, which has about 470,000 words in it.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. No, I found the rules on your website.
Yeah.
This is a good one. The speller must not have repeated any grade for the purpose of extending spelling bee eligibility.
Whoa.
So it's not like it's not like sports where you can redshirt a year. You can't redshirt a year in order to qualify for the spelling bee. This is funny. Now, where do you get the judges from? Where are the judges show from?
Well, we're very fortunate. We have Andrew Julian, who is the publisher and editor-in-chief of the Hartford Current. He's actually going to be one of our judges, as well as Dr. Sharon Ware, who is a professor at the University of St. Joseph. So we have two local judges there to support us.
Go ahead, Joe. You had a question.
I was looking at on the website. The winning word last year was koinonia.
What?
Go ahead, Jen. Can you spell that?
Oh, no way.
What the heck does it mean?
K-O-I-N-O-N-I-A. Koinonia.
You got to look it up on Merriam-Webster.com.
Well, I've got it right here. I've got it online.
It says communion by intimate participation associated with the Christian church.
Yeah.
So here's what's really important for the kids, too. When they're studying, there is a packet of study words for them to prepare, and that's about 1,100 words.
Oh, my God.
But then after they kind of, you know, master that, there's a whole program on Merriam-Webster's website called Spell It, and that groups words by their root words, so looking at their language of origin, so Latin, German, you know, whatever,
right,
French.
Right.
And so that really gives the kids the skills
right.
when they hear a word, even if they've never heard it in their life, they can say, oh, that sounds like this root word,
right.
and it normally spells it like this. So that's the only way you can really make it far, especially in the Nationals.
And I believe the pronouncer actually has the information, so you can give the origins. And as you point out, it is a way to kind of figure out where we're going with this, right?
Absolutely. So that's one of the questions the kids can ask.
Hey, first ever
the language of origin.
First ever word, by the way, that won gladiolus back in 1925.
I dated a woman named Gladiolus.
Gladiolus. G-L-A-D-I-O-L-U-S. It's the
is
middle
that a
of the stem. It's the, yeah, very
the
good.
Middle of a stem.
It's the center part of the. No, it's not actually. Well, there's two definitions.
Okay.
It's the center part of the sternum, or any of several flowering plants of the genus Gladiolus. Having sword-shaped leaves and showy flowers on spikes.
Well, I think it'll be like, and no drug tests, right? I mean, we'll be okay. There are no steroids or anything like that. We'll be testing for.
I think yeah, well, we haven't gone that far.
Joe got into the red shirt law.
I don't want to get into pressure on these kids, but you know, Connecticut's never won this thing, so we need to send somebody that can make us proud.
So let's go.
I know.
All right.
Hey, did you participate? Did you participate in the spelling bee when you were a youngin,
sure,
like 3 years ago? No, not you, Ray Jen.
Well, I'm, yeah, the language had not been invented when I was in school. Yeah.
No, I have not.
Well, listen, here's the deal. And by the way, there's a lot more going on at Noah Webster House.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah, than this. Go to noahwebsterhouse.org. And like I say, you have all kinds of parties and tours and all that stuff. It's great. Hey, thanks for being on.
Thanks, Jen. We appreciate it. Good luck on Saturday.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. 300. How many words did she say are in the dictionary?
400,000.
Start studying, kids.
Oh, my God. Talk about cramming for an exam.
Yeah, talk about being nervous.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.